Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for some fairly wild political speculation from very prominent sources. Tom Friedman, twice a Pulitzer Prize winner, leading liberal voice of the New York Times. He's actually suggesting a conservative from Wyoming, someone with a very conservative voting record, as a Democratic nominee for national office. Who is it? Well, it's Liz Cheney. And then he suggests that Mitt Romney should be considered as a nominee for president or vice president in 2024. Why? Well, maybe it's the same idea as in another column. That was a column in the New York Times. There's also a column in the Wall Street Journal. And apparently it's serious. And now it's appearing in other newspapers. Doug Schoen wrote the column, a longtime political consultant, formerly worked for President Clinton, but has also recently been with Fox News and been much more conservative on some of the elections more recently. He is suggesting that the only Democrat who could possibly win the election in 2024 is Hillary Clinton. Is he serious? We will get to that. I hope we will be speaking to Doug tomorrow. But it's all a moment of real change and real doubt, because people are looking at what's happening to the Biden administration, looking at the free fall of his approval rating. The new Quinnipiac poll at actually lists that Biden has hit an all-time low so far for his presidency, 33% approval rating. And overwhelmingly, people think America's on the wrong track, which is also very important. And also, Joe Biden would be, by the time he gets a second term, if he does get one, he'd be 82. Is that a consideration? He actually got the biggest response from his audience yesterday when he joked about his own age. But it's not a joke when you're talking about the future of the Democratic Party, and the fact that they are turning to Hillary is perhaps an indication of just how incredibly desperate they are. 1-800-955-1776. If you are excited about either a Biden-Cheney ticket, which is what Tom Friedman is suggesting, or a Hillary Clinton 2024 comeback, you can give us a call. 1-800-955-1776. Also, a tale of two cities about Seattle and New York and COVID outcomes. We will be getting to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. Okay, in a recent MSNBC interview, writes Doug Schoen, and he's done this column together with Andrew Stein, who's a former city councilman in New York City. He writes, in a recent MSNBC interview, Hillary Clinton called on Democrats to engage in careful thinking about what wins elections, and not just in deep blue districts where a Democrat and a liberal Democrat or socialist progressive Democrat is going to win. She also noted that the party's House majority, quote, comes from people who win in much more difficult districts. More difficult meaning more conservative, much less likely to nominate some kind of outspoken so-called progressive Democrat. Mrs. Clinton also took a veiled jab at the Biden administration and congressional Democrats in an effort to create distance. Quote, It means nothing if we don't have a Congress that will get things done. And if we don't have a White House that we can count on to be sane and sober and stable and productive. It's kind of an implication, don't you think, Mrs. Clinton, that the Biden White House is not sober and sane and stable and productive? Certainly didn't look very stable with that speech yesterday, for goodness sake. Look, this is a true indication of the problems the Democrats have. I don't know anyone, literally anyone, who honestly believes that Kamala Harris would be a strong candidate for president. She ran a disastrous campaign last time. She spent a great deal of money, which she raised, and then squandered it, winning not a single delegate. She dropped out before she could even win one delegate who was pledged to support her for president. It is something of a mystery, other than trying to play identity politics, why it is that Joe Biden would have selected her to be his vice presidential running mate. But if you've got a Joe Biden who would be 86 at the end of his second term, and a president right now with very, very thin support, and really no indication that's going to turn around. The one thing that you could say was, in Hillary's case, what is it that saved the Bill Clinton administration? Because the Bill Clinton administration had an awful first 2 years. It really did. If you look at the congressional battles, if you look at the foreign policy battles, if you look at everything, the Clinton administration made a lot of mistakes and did not do well. And then they got wiped out. They lost 55 seats in the midterm election. The Republicans took over the House and the Senate, and Newt Gingrich became Speaker of the House, and boom! All of a sudden, there was a need for President Bill Clinton to actually cooperate and to moderate where he was and to work with Newt Gingrich. And by the way, together, they deserve credit for basically balancing the budget, which nobody thought would be possible. But they had a lot of problems with the deficits and with potential runaway inflation and all kinds of challenges. And it actually saved the Clinton administration that he had a Republican Congress. Together, Clinton before had vetoed welfare reform. When the Republicans took over Congress, they passed a better welfare reform and he signed it. So could that happen yet with Biden? He hasn't shown that kind of flexibility or even any indication that he's paying any attention except to his party's extreme left. Does Hillary Clinton represent the left of the party? No, which of course is an indication of just how far left the party has moved. We can infer, based on things, these recent remarks, that Mrs. Clinton would seize the opportunity to run for president again if, quote, an opening presents itself. But what are the odds that an opportunity will arise? And Doug Schoen goes on about that. Would Hillary be a formidable candidate against perhaps President Trump? Anybody want to see a rerun of that? Well, maybe. I mean, I think it would be hard. Both of them can't. Neither of them can win. But one of them would. So we will get to that and more, plus New York and Seattle and COVID coming up.
Michael Medved.
Keep going. Don't ever stop.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener's Square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved.
Here you go again.
And there is a brand new Quinnipiac poll, and the big headline in the Quinnipiac poll Political instability, it says, not U.S. adversaries, seen as bigger threat. A Quinnipiac University national poll finds nearly 6 in 10 think that the nation's democracy is in danger of collapse. And who thinks it more in danger of collapse? Republicans, independents, or Democrats? Actually, Republicans. They believe the democracy is in danger of collapse, 62-36. Independents, 57% think we're in danger of collapse. Democrats, 56%. So, basically, I don't understand what people mean about that. If you think our democracy is going to collapse, how? It's fairly well established, and this is not that we don't have problems. It's not that we don't need a truly serious effort to get together a little bit, to make things a little bit less insanely partisan. But there is this. Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, he's running against Beto O'Rourke. Way ahead. He's ahead by double digits, more than 10 points. And I don't think that there are many people other than immediate family who think that Beto O'Rourke is a likely winner in that upcoming race. Or that Alan West, who was challenging former congressman from Florida, a former Army officer, Alan West is challenging Governor Abbott for the gubernatorial nomination, and that appears to be going nowhere. As to this Hillary in 24 comeback, what Doug Schoen writes is polls generally show the GOP with a solid lead of at least 2 or 3 points in the 2022 generic congressional vote, a margin that likely could be enough to take back the House, given the narrow Democratic majority and the anticipated outcomes of redistricting in several states that could affect key races. And by the way, that's other good news today. They had a court case in North Carolina where the state legislature, which is Republican, both houses in North Carolina, put together what most people say was not an outrageous bit of gerrymandering, but it was a redistricting that will actually add a Republican seat, at least one. It would mean that there would be the Republicans would control 10 of the 14 congressional seats from North Carolina. And a court basically said that the charge that this was a racist redistricting, that it was unfair, was bogus, and they threw it out. So now they're going to try to sue and bring it to the U.S. Supreme Court, but we will see. That is another reason, of course, gaining a few seats by redistricting, gaining a few seats by the fact that the states where people are moving to give more representation in the House tend to be Republican states. That's that entire pandemic migration thing that people are pointing out, where all of the states that are losing the most in population are solidly Democratic, and states like Hawaii and New York, yes, Hawaii is losing population, and Illinois and California, whereas the states that are gaining in population are states like Utah and Idaho, Texas, Florida, Republican states. In any event, given the likelihood that Democrats will lose control of Congress in 2022, we can anticipate that Mrs. Clinton will begin shortly after the midterms to position herself as an experienced candidate. Well, she's that. She's run for presidency twice and lost twice. And she was an experienced candidate, she would say, capable of leading Democrats to a new and a more successful path. Mrs. Clinton can spend the time between now and the midterms doing what the Clinton administration did after the Democrats' blowout defeat in the 1994 midterms. crafting a moderate agenda on both domestic and foreign policy. This agenda could show that Mrs. Clinton is the only credible alternative to Mr. Biden, Ms. Harris, and the entire Democratic Party establishment. How do you talk about Democratic Party establishment and not include Hillary Clinton? I mean, isn't she, after serving in the Senate and serving as Secretary of State and being First Lady for 8 years, doesn't she count as the establishment? You'd think so. Hillary Clinton remains ambitious, yes, outspoken, well, and convinced that if not for Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey's intervention and Russian interference, here we go, that she would have won the 2016 election, and she may be right. Well, but what a stupid thing to obsess on now. She lost to Obama, too. That was also close when she was running for the nomination in 2008. Hillary Clinton remains ambitious, etc. She says if Democrats want a fighting chance at winning the presidency in 2024, Mrs. Clinton is likely their best option. Don't you find that hard to believe? I mean, it seems to me more than a bit far-fetched, but it may not be quite as far-fetched as the idea for a different ploy altogether. This is Tom Friedman, and to give you some background on this, Tom Friedman is a close coverage of the state of Israel. And right now, Israel has a really hard-to-believe coalition government that is working much better than anybody thought. They have a deal between a left-of-center member of parliament, Yair Lapid, and a very right-of-center member of parliament, a leader of the Yamina party, actually, the leader of a party that is called the Right. His name is Naftali Bennett. They're both smart and capable, and they put together this deal to come together in order to beat Bibi, because that was the only way they were going to beat Netanyahu. And they have, Israel has adopted its first national budget since 2018, and the government and politics are kind of functioning a little bit better. So Friedman says, why don't we apply that same idea to the United States? I'll tell you why, coming up, and also, what's the big difference between New York and Seattle on COVID? On the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
Look him in the eye and say loudly and clearly, back up, you creep.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
Get away from me.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Talked about domestic enemies? Rhetoric unbecoming of a president.
of the United States.
The Senate Minority Leader taking to the Senate floor to slam President Biden's speech in Georgia on voting rights. Biden is pushing a majority of Democrats to lift the Senate filibuster to pass two voting rights bills. McConnell also accuses Democrats of being hysterical about new election laws.
The smallest majority we've ever seen in our politics is trying to change the rules for how people get elected in every single state.
The Biden administration putting a positive spin on the record inflation number that came out earlier on Wednesday by saying that the consumer price index also showed gas and food prices are falling. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Friedman in the New York Times writes that in June, after an utterly wild period in which Israel held four national elections over 2 years. Can you imagine, by the way, if we had something like that? I mean, our elections go on and on and on. The one thing about Israeli national elections, like British national elections, is they're short. It's usually about 6 weeks. And again, our elections, and they get longer and longer and longer. I mean, the fact that people are already planning for 2024. And planning, I mean, Trump, I think, believes that he's just about gotten his renomination locked up. But in any event, it says in June, after an utterly wild period in which Israel held four national elections over 2 years and kept failing to produce a stable governing majority, the lambs there usually lay down with the lions. A little bit of a biblical Book of Isaiah reference there. Key Israeli politicians swallowed their pride, softened policy edges, and came together for a four-year national unity government led by rightist Prime Minister Naftali Bennett and left-of-center alternate Prime Minister Yair Lapid, and they're scheduled to switch after 2 years. And for the first time, an Israeli Arab party, the Islamist organization Ra'am, played a vital role in cementing an Israeli coalition. Now, the fact that this worked in Israel simply reflects the fact they have a very different system of government than we do. They have a parliamentary system where there is no prime minister, no government in Israel. What they need to do is they need to put together coalition governments. They need to put together several parties. The same thing is true in Germany right now. They have a coalition government. And you can do that with a parliamentary system because basically you have one prime minister and then you have the other folks. And it's traditional to have coalitions. But what he's talking about here is a little bit of a nuttiness, it seems to me. He says that America is facing an existential moment. He spoke to an expert on world politics named Levitsky, who noted that the Republican Party has shown that it is no longer committed to playing by democratic rules, leaving the nation uniquely threatened among Western democracies. That all means two things. First, the Trump cult version of the GOP must never be able to retake the White House. Yeah, but how are you going to stop that? And he says we're going to stop that by actually having one of the following tickets. Is that what America needs in 2024? A ticket of, say, Joe Biden and Liz Cheney? Or Joe Biden and Lisa Murkowski? Or Kamala Harris and Mitt Romney? I don't think Mitt Romney would ever run with Kamala Harris. Or Stacey Abrams and Liz Cheney? Is he serious? Or Amy Klobuchar and Liz Cheney? Or any other such combination? Before you shout me down, hear me out. And look, I know that there was a great deal of talk when John McCain won the nomination for Republicans. He's very good friends with Joe Lieberman, who was a Democrat, and Joe Lieberman supported McCain. And there had been a number of people in the McCain orbit who thought John McCain might have done better picking Lieberman as a running mate. But Lieberman is somebody who had already, he'd kind of lost a primary for the Democrats, then been reelected as an independent. The idea of finding one of the anti-Trump Republicans and putting him on a Democratic ticket, it's still a Democratic ticket. And I do think that that is an idea that, as intriguing as it may be, and as much as people, I'm sure, are going to love to talk about it online and post things in the letters to the editor section of the Times, it's very, very far-fetched. And I don't think it would work. When people are voting on Trump, they're going to be voting not for a vice president. They're going to be voting on whether you want Trump as president again. And there is this, former President Trump, he's been out there doing interviews, and by the way, of course, would love to have him on anytime, but he did an interview on One America's Network where he hit other politicians who won't answer whether or not they have gotten a COVID vaccine booster. People, he was having in mind people like Ron DeSantis, a potential candidate for president himself. DeSantis will say that he's been initially vaccinated, but when he was asked if he has a booster, he won't say. He just say, just leave it alone, I won't answer. So he condemned that. And he was also on with NPR. And he was doing a live interview call with reporter Steve Inskeep, who was a senior guy over at NPR. And it didn't go that well. after he was challenged on charges about election fraud. This is NPR reporter Steve Inskeep with former President Donald Trump. Listen.
How come when he went to speak in different locations, nobody came to watch, but all of a sudden he got 80 million votes?
If you'll forgive me, maybe because the election was about you. If I can just move on to ask, are you telling Republicans in 2022 that they must press your case on the past election in order to get your endorsement? Is that an absolute?
They're going to do whatever they want to do. Whatever they have to do, they're going to do. But the ones that are smart, the ones that know, you take a look at, again, you take a look at how Carrie Lake is doing, running for governor. She's very big on this issue. She's leading by a lot. People have no idea how big this issue is, and they don't want it to happen again. It shouldn't be allowed to happen, and they don't want it to happen again. And the only way it's not going to happen again is you have to solve the problem of the presidential rigged election of 2020.
Mr. President, one more question. I want to ask about a court hearing yesterday on January 6th. Judge Amit Mehta, he's gone. Okay.
Well, the president was forceful. I do think that if he maintains that point of view that you must talk about and you can't escape talking about replaying the whole idea of the contested election of 2020, I think that'll be extremely difficult for the Republican Party, and it might be the only way that the Democrats have a chance of coming close to holding Congress, because I do not believe that a majority or anywhere close to a majority of Americans actually believe that we need to go back and do a revenge and a replay of arguments about the validity of the election of 2020. It's not a hopeful thing. And no, it's not helpful that President Trump attacks a senator from South Dakota because he acknowledges Joe Biden as president of the United States. Not a good president of the United States, but that's another story. We'll be back on Seattle and New York and COVID coming up.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Michael Medved show. President Biden spoke yesterday in his very controversial and I think very ineffective speech. It was a disastrous speech, frankly. And he spoke about the history of the civil rights movement and was talking about this moment in history. One of the things he counts on is the American people not knowing much about history. And particularly right now, it's a great time to take a listen to our American History program on Dr. Martin Luther King. It's subtitled Providence and the Prophet, because he did have a prophetic role. And he was a more complex figure than most people realize, an extraordinarily brilliant and heroic one, with a very, very deep religious faith, which we go into. Check out our special program for the holiday on the Martin Luther King holiday coming up, and join as a member of MedHead Plus, which gives you access free to the Dr. King program, to programs about the Civil War and World War II, Three Big Lies about Vietnam, the origins of the Middle East conflict, and much more, all available to you completely free of charge when you're a MedHead Plus member, and that comes at the cost of 22 cents a day, which you wouldn't really notice if it fell out of your pocket, right? Check it out at michaelmedved.com or go to medvedhistorystore.com. There's a piece that appeared by a veteran reporter who asks a riddle, and it probably deserves extra attention, more attention than we can give it right now, because it really poses, by John Anderer, a real question, which is, why is it that American society is becoming more and more liberal over the course of 50 years? 50 years, 1970, American society, yes, on many, many issues, far more liberal, And when you look at values that are being analyzed from data from the General Social Survey and elsewhere, the American average American may be more liberal today when it comes to topics such as gender, sexuality, race, and personal liberty than in the 1970s. But views on polarizing issues like gun control, taxes, and abortion have largely remained the same. Study authors state that these polarizing issues still sway voting decisions in a major way. And this is why the question that is posed here is American society is becoming more liberal than 50 years ago, but voting for more Republicans. And I would submit that part of this riddle is that people actually see how some of those liberal ideas that they now embrace work out. I don't really believe that people are so ready to disregard the importance of marriage, family, stability, home ownership. The majority of Americans still own their own homes. In other words, the changes that we have, and yes, it's true that there are a lot of kids now. It's about 40% of all children are born out of wedlock. But what's fascinating is that a big percentage of those who are born out of wedlock, the parents end up getting married. And is that the advisable way to do it? No, it's better to do it first comes love, then comes marriage, then comes so-and-so with a baby carriage, right? You don't normally do that. But fine, we are living in a country with extraordinary ranges of choices and of values. And is that always a great thing? Well, it's not a great thing when there aren't standards, but I think when people are voting for more Republicans, they are often voting for more standards of that nature. And the basic middle class values, which have been the core of America's success for literally centuries, are not going to go away so easily. We will continue on that theme coming up. There's also the issue about COVID and the most timely data on COVID-19 and particularly about the Omicron comes from New York City and Seattle. The two are telling a consistent story, so says New York Times. Cases for vaccinated and unvaccinated residents alike are rising. They're rising because vaccination does often not prevent infection from Omicron. It does, however, reduce the chances very substantially, as you can see in charts that they provide, that vaccinated people still face a meaningful chance of infection. What vaccination does do is radically reduce the chance of severe COVID illness. The chance of severe COVID illness is very rare, very rare, on people, including elderly people, who have been vaccinated, and particularly those who have been vaccinated and boosted. And speaking of older people, and speaking about boosted, is there a new boost for the struggling career of Bruce Willis? Remember him? I mean, obviously, very popular actor, very popular celebrity. Still working on that Die Hard image. And there's a new movie with echoes of Die Hard featuring Bruce Willis. It's called American Siege. And despite the title, it has nothing to do with January 6th. Listen.
Now it's time for Med's Entertainment Minute.
Bruce Willis plays a small-town sheriff in Georgia who joins the FBI, local drug gangs, and a family of low-life criminals seeking revenge in the very dark thriller American Siege, now playing in select theaters.
We don't have time for games.
Kyle's inside now.
Get my son. Kill the rest.
A bloodbath won't do anything.
And that bloodbath, playing out over the course of nearly 2 hours, won't do much for the audience, despite a collection of strong performances that give this one-dimensional material more energy than it deserves. Bruce Willis is sturdy and sympathetic, as always, but two lesser-known actors, Timothy V. Murphy and Anna Hindman, make more substantial and notable contributions. It's rated a very tough R for scenes of every sort of violence and even torture. 2 stars for American Siege, which, by the way, has nothing to do with the raid on the Capitol building. Well, no, it doesn't. And it's one of those films where when you look at the actors, and then another actress named Janet Jones is in the film, and Anna Hindman is actually excellent, and she probably has a future. And it's one of those films that people will look at back at years later and say, wow, I got a gig in this Bruce Willis film, and it got attention of casting directors. Timothy V. Murphy playing the corrupt mayor of the town is particularly good. Speaking of particularly good, we have all kinds of shocking material for next time. There's a major city, and it's a city where they are going to impose a special tax for people who have declined to get vaccinated. How much is the tax? More than you think. It's substantial. Is this going to work out, or is this going to cause all kinds of objections? And speaking of COVID, Dr. Robert Pearl has written extensively, and he's a professor at Stanford University School of Medicine and looking at the future of the pandemic. And he says, future of COVID, not so bad. It's just not so dire. And we may, in fact, as you've been hearing, be coming close to reaching a peak where things are supposed to get better fairly clearly. This coming along at the same time that COVID cases are now officially rising at this moment in all 50 of our states. What does that mean to the economy? We will be talking about that as well. And is there any chance that, as some people are rumoring on the left, that there will be some breakthrough of President Biden actually winning an unexpected commitment from some Republican? That would be a disaster for party unity and, moreover, for the country if we're talking about this sweeping, radical so-called election reform. We deserve better in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and its alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.